Just one halakha on the laws of tefillin. In the previous daily halakha, we discussed the proper placement for the tefillin shel yad. Today we discuss, according to the Shulchan Aruch, what is the proper place to place the tefillin shel rosh. This is quite important because many people who are daily wearers of tefillin, but unfortunately do not place the tefillin shel rosh in the right spot, and therefore do not get credit for wearing tefillin. And we know the punishment for not wearing tefillin is quite serious. So again, what is the proper place? First of all, when the Torah says that the tefillin should be placed between your eyes, it is clear from the Gemara that that pasuk is not to be taken literally, that the tefillin should be placed on your forehead, in between your eyes. As a matter of fact, Gemara says anybody that does wear his tefillin on the forehead is considered from the minim and the epikorsim that misinterpret the words of our Torah. So the optimum place, or the place where the tefillin shel rosh is placed, is at the beginning of one's hairline, which means first a person has to establish where the roots or the beginning of his hair is. And the box, no part of the box, again, no part of the box of tefillin can go below or beneath that point. So again, if he has a hairline, so good. So he puts the end of the box exactly at that spot, above it, where it's not going below it, even a drop on the forehead. If a person has a receding hairline where he doesn't have the original mark, so he puts it where it was. You know, where the line is, he finds out where it is, and that's where the box of the tefillin goes, not lower than that. Now, even if a person has long hair, you know, some people, their hair goes down on their forehead, and therefore it drapes down, says, okay, you know what, I'll put the tefillin on my forehead, it's on my hair. No, doesn't go according to where the hair is. It has to go where the hair roots are, and therefore long hair is not going to change the halakha. And therefore, one has to be careful with that. Now, the spot, how high it can go, it's a little more questionable. There the Gemara says, in the spot where a baby's head is soft when the baby is born. So that's basically the way the Mishnah Berurah said is, you would calculate it, is across, let's say, if you make a line, I guess, from one's the top of the ear across, you know, the head, so that would be like the highest spot that one could put the tefillin. In any event, one should be careful, better to put his tefillin a little higher than, of course, lower. Because again, it should not be a drop on the forehead. Last but not least, one should be careful from time to time to adjust and readjust his tefillin shel rosh. You know, person takes a haircut, person's hair is a little longer, sometimes the straps themselves stretch, and therefore it is proper to make sure that your tefillin shel rosh are fitted at all times, especially, let's say, when one is borrowing a pair of tefillin, etc., that one has to be careful. Now, the fact that we do center our tefillin is another halakha, that the tefillin should be centered ben einecha, meaning, as opposed to, you know, swaying to the right or the left, it should be basically centered. That's why it's a good custom to keep a mirror handy, just in order to make sure that the tefillin is always in the right spot.